are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Don't forget, every Sunday, tune into News Channel 5, the new TV home of the Cleveland Browns, at 11 a.m. to catch Inside the Cleveland Browns, hosted by Sarah Carnes and Dustin Fox, followed by the all-new Dog Pound Report, 11:30 a.m., hosted by myself, Andy Baskin, featuring, of course, the great Matt Wilhelm and
the Gribbs.
The Gribbs.
All right, we're going to bring in our producer today, Matt Fontana, now to get into the Browns mailbag and also highlight some of the comments we received about Johnny Manziel. And if you want to call up and sound off, 216-578-0850. But the big news from Johnny is that Johnny Football is no more. The money Manziel is no more. He is just Johnny Manziel, a quarterback trying to make it here with the Cleveland Browns.
I don't get like a superlative, Nathan. You know, the great Matt Wilhelm, the Gribbs, and, oh, yeah, Fontana. Thanks. I appreciate
the
it.
Gribbs didn't get a superlative.
Well, that's like a cool nickname. I want a nickname.
What do you want your
rather,
nickname
just
to be?
Fontana?
Yeah, well, you can't give yourself a nickname. It needs to be organic.
Do you want us to yell at you the way that Rizzo yells at you?
Yeah, if you guys want.
Okay.
Okay. Deal. We'll kick it off with Kevin. He tweets, at Nathan Zagura, at Browns underscore daily. He says, guys, not that I want it to happen, but what if McCown goes down in the first few weeks of the season? When can Manziel step in? And also, too, kind of off that, do you guys expect Josh McCown to be able to start all 16 games?
At this point right now, I would want Josh McCown to start all 16 games. I think from what I've seen thus far, he is the starter. He is the leader. I trust him with the football at the start of a game. I trust him to make that big throw at the end of a game. When it comes to Johnny, I don't know if it's safe to say, and you even heard it from Johnny himself, that at what point will he be ready? He'll have to be ready. The one thing that I can state, in fact, that I do believe you taper down a significant portion of the offense with Johnny Manziel. You will take your shots down the field. I think there'd be an overemphasis on those short to intermediate passes, which will be a big part of what Josh McCown does. But I think you're going to be more strategic with Johnny. The yep. greatest part about this, you're not creating a system for Johnny in 1 week's time and expecting him to go out there and succeed, which we did last year with Kyle Shanahan as an offensive coordinator.
No, not at all. And if something were to happen to Josh McCown, it would be Johnny Manziel. I think he would be the guy that would come in and be the quarterback. He would start. And he has improved. I'm actually much more comfortable right now than I was, I'd say, even 2 weeks ago. To me, it is very good to see the progress. Threw a couple receivers open today. Threw into
yes,
the windows.
Anticipation.
Some anticipatory throws. That, to me, was very, very good to see, and it wasn't something I was sure I was going to see from Johnny. So I thought that was nice, and that was a good development.
Matt, you there again? Any more tweets?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. This one comes in from Dave. He said, guys, or actually, Reg, this one, I'm sick of hearing about Manziel and him taking away from other players. I feel like this season is put up or shut up time.
I think that's fair.
It is fair, but I don't think he's going to be given an opportunity to put up.
I don't know that he is either, but I do think that he is going to. He is sick of it, too. I think that was the whole point of his press conference.
Yes.
He was sick of it, too. He didn't want that at all.
I completely concur, and that's why he let out with what he did. But I loved that Johnny controlled that interview. You know, I'm only going to give you what I'm comfortable giving you, and eventually, the media themselves, excuse me, they know the more they push him, the less that they'll get. So the more that they push him, the less that they get makes an unwritable story, because it's not juicy enough to sell, as sad as that is, okay? But you want to ask Johnny about exit. I bet you Johnny Manziel would have a smile as big as he's had in a year's time if you got it, if somebody, an NFL analyst or NFL writer of some sort, asked him an intuitive question about John DeFilippo's offense and the X's and O's side of football. Johnny would light up and give you this amazing answer, and you would be able to gauge how in tune Johnny Manziel and how inept or able to step up Johnny Manziel is as an NFL quarterback based around his answer to that X's and O's question. As opposed, it's all surface level, coulda, woulda, shoulda, personal life, stuff. expecting Johnny to expound when Johnny knows what he's doing, you know, in front of a microphone. He's only going to give you what he wants to give you.
How critical is it that his name is not in the news for anything other, and no pictures on swans with champagne, for anything other than being here and working and studying and putting in extra work? How important is that? How important is this summer, is this period between the end of minicamp, starting tomorrow afternoon, and the beginning of training camp?
It's huge. It's huge, for, at least from a negative connotation. I don't think there's anything wrong personally with Johnny Manziel. Maybe he flies out to Washington, and he's there in the final round, you know, at the U.S. Open. Okay, he has the right to do that. Sure. But the fact that he's doing something that is that I would, you know, myself and yourself would love to be doing on a Sunday in a final round at a U.S. Open. There's nothing wrong with that, and something that I've done and still continue to do. You know, you take advantage of who you are and how unique you are in this crazy world that we live in by being, you know, a statistic as a professional football player. For him, it's one that won the Heisman, drafted in the first round, neither things that I can even say. And so he wants to take advantage of that and use it to his advantage, but for the enjoyment of his life and for Johnny Manziel, not simply to tweet Instagram that almost from a place that says, haha, I'm doing this, look how cool I am. That's Johnny Football. Johnny Manziel is, you know, blessed to be here. What a beautiful day watching, you know, Rory and Tiger battle it out. I'm just kind of, you know, creating that scenario. That to me is the juice that I would want if I were a potential follower of Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, and as
to live vicariously through him.
How much are the players going to pay attention to what he is doing?
Very little.
Very little. They don't care,
if not any.
Okay.
You know, and again, Tank Carter, a good friend of mine, he's going to Texas. You know, in some cases when he's there, his phone might not be on or with him every second of the day like most Americans feel like they have to have. It's like their heartbeat. Just go dive into your family. Dive into what you love, whether it's hunting, golf. And, you know, and Johnny talked about, and I'm surprised he didn't say golf itself, but he's found other things to take his mind off the partying, that lifestyle, and it's just going back to the things that he loves and something he's been very good at, as we saw at the Browns Foundation outing. The kid can golf. He golfs every day. He would golf every day if he could. So football and golf. Boom. There you go. Both safe. Do it with teammates. Do it with good people. You'll be a good person.
That's what he's got to do. He's got to find a way just to have it smooth sailing and continue to work on what he needs to do to be a quarterback.
Can't be perfect.
Here in the National Football League. Tomorrow, as a player, they'll come back for the third and final day of the minicamp, and then they will be off until training camp. Is it hard? Do you have senioritis on this third day of minicamp? Is your mindset, oh, man, I can't wait for this practice end so I can get out of here? Or is it, let's put in one more really good practice because we're going to have all off season. I got a month off now.
Yeah, there'll be some rumblings of that, but I think that the leaders in this locker room and Mike Pettine will squash that thought very quickly, knowing that Mike Pettine does, in fact, in some cases, control the training camp schedule. So come back, you know, my expectations are going to be high. You should be doing these things. That talk's going to come, you know, from Mike Pettine as if he is their father to keep them level-headed, because these individuals in the locker room should know this. Mike Pettine does know this, and this fan base especially knows this. We've got to go above and beyond what we've been doing in the past to get where you want to go. And that's not by taking a day off or taking anything for granted. This team needs every day, every minute, every play of work that it can get within the rules, because the product that we've seen on Sundays for the last 15 years, you know, in the fall, hasn't been what this fan base is deserving of.
It's true, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get it done. Got a question from Steve Ford in the mailbag. Chances Pierre Desir ends up at safety. Biggest DB on the team. Lots of cover corners on roster. Whitner older. Gip long-term question mark. My initial response is maybe late in his career he could make that transition, yeah. But I think he's a corner and he's a good one, and I think he's going to be valuable to this team.
I could see if Pierre Desir sticks around here in Cleveland and, you know, with the development of Justin Gilbert and Kaywan Williams and how long Tremont Williams hangs around here as well towards the end of his career, Pierre Desir, as an opportunity to just get on the field and get paid, may be an option for him, because you talked about a role for him. So you don't bring in that extra safety. You bring in – so maybe you bring in a safety who's got the skills of a corner or has formerly played corner like Pierre Desir in that dime package. You know, you now essentially are getting another corner, but he's, you know, listed and has practiced as a safety. If that makes sense.
Absolutely. It makes tons of sense. All right. Thank you, everybody, for being with us today. Again, if you missed this show, you can get it at ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app, as well as get our 30-minute live looking at Browns minicamp that we did earlier today. You guys can check all of those things out on the Browns mobile app and, of course, at Browns, ClevelandBrowns.com. Tomorrow, Randy Starks will join us on the show, the new defensive lineman joining the Browns via free agency from the Miami Dolphins. He has been very impressive early in camp. Now, of course, he will be the first to tell you most likely that you got to get the pads on before you know where you're at. But Randy Starks will be a big part of this overhauled and improved defensive line of the Cleveland Browns. So we'll have him tomorrow. Again, Mike Pettine's presser, Johnny Manziel's presser is there today. And again, to, if you're just joining us, key takeaway, another sharp day for this offense, another sharp day for Josh McCown, especially in the red zone.
Most definitely. By far and away impressed me most was this offense is going to be exotic and basic enough there in the red zone to score touchdowns. And I think had we done that a year ago, you may in fact have made the playoffs.
That's what it is. You got to convert these things. And also we got an opportunity to watch Andy Lee boom some punts.
Yes.
And he is going to be able to flip field position. Make no mistake about it. Found out an interesting thing today. Only 15% of drives that start inside of your own 20 result in a touchdown. So when you can put them inside the 20.
There's a premium when you put them inside the 20.
Play good defense. You have a good chance to win football games. That's what the Browns are certainly going to try and do. Thanks to the Cavs for a great season. Again, thanks to our producer, Matt Fontana. Thanks to all of you for your calls and tweets. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying stay tuned for the Golden Boys here on ESPN 850. And thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.